It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
How you doing? This here is Shirley Q. Liquor, honey. Girl, they had a lady last night was screaming all night long, just hollering out of her head. All over the project, nobody was sleeping or nothing because everybody's lights was on. And people was out in the yard cussing at her and telling her, shut up. Because she was hollering. She was locked up in her house hollering. And the popo came down there, police means. And they surround her house, and they got on the megaphone and was hollering at her and cussing her and threatening to blow up her house, you know, and stun her and water cannons, all this kind of madness. And it got real quiet after a while. It turned out she had went on and fell asleep. She got tired of hollering. And by the time they stormed her house, she was laying there passed out. So they woke up and arrested her, and her trial is Thursday. I'd be glad to be sleeping till then. Lord know they probably turned her loose, and here she come right back hollering. That's how it works. You tell your mama, I said, how she do? Tell her she lucky she don't stay down here.
Open line Friday, 713-212-5874. Trenton in Cold Spring. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling in about the donut place. There's a place in Paso, Get Down Dana, called the Donut Hole. And it's been there since the late 60s. I know for sure because we used to stop there or going to Sealy on the way to Sealy and get donuts. And we'd go there and get donuts for the little league football games and stuff. But it's called the Donut Hole. And they rock. Shipley's or whoever don't even touch the donut hole.
How do you order your donut?
Oh, I won't. No. That's like glazed.
Me too.
Fresh glazed.
Me too.
And, they were awesome. What I remember, because we used to live in Deer Park, and we'd stop at the donut hole. The man that answered the phone, he knows about the donut hole. He used to live in Paso, Get Down Dana. So I lived in Deer Park, but my dad found the donut hole one time. Oh, no, you don't. Shippies don't touch the donut hole.
Well, you know what I don't understand, and I've said this for years. When you deliver donuts, when you get donuts for the office or whatever else, the guy who's going in is always worried that he's not going to get the order right. He's just, you know, you're just doing it to be nice, right? Whether you're a salesman or the boss or whatever. So they'll say, all right, we got X number of people. I'm going to get X number of donuts. And they'll say, let's say you got 8 people in the office, so you get a dozen donuts because it's girls. Because if it's a working class office, a dozen donuts would be for 2 people. So you go to get the donuts, and the guy says, you know, they'll say, you know, what's the mix? What you ought to do is get a dozen glazed donuts and be done, and then everybody's happy, right? Stop chewing your nail, Ramon. Everybody's happy. But what do you do instead? Let's see. I'll get 6 glazed, and then I'll get 1 each of crappy donuts. So it'll be jelly filled and that yellow jelly filled. That yellow thing, I don't even know what that thing is. A strawberry filled. Shut up. Oh, let's do a toasted pecan or toasted coconut. I don't know what the hell. And so then here's what happens. First person, hey, there's donuts in the kitchen if anybody wants them. Boom. 2 guys go down there. They knock out those 6 donuts. They would have another donut each, but they don't want to mess with the crap donuts. And that's what you're left with is a crap donut. So now you got those other 6 donuts. Now, through the course of the morning, somebody will come in there and go, oh, I guess they took all the glazed. Well, okay, I guess if I heat this thing up and get a fork and a knife and eat it that way. I can eat a bite of it. And so that's what they'll do. Somebody that was really, really wanted a glazed donut will now take one of the jelly-filled donuts, and they'll cut a corner of it, and they'll eat a bite, and it was okay, and then they'll throw it away. And by 11 o'clock or noon, there's a sad-looking box of four donuts left in there that nobody touched. If those had been glazed, they'd be gone. If I can do a little bit of good today, it will be. If you're the guy that orders for the office, unless somebody specifically says, I want XYZ donut, and they are going to eat that donut, don't get anything but glazed. Everybody likes glazed. It's the lowest common denominator. Everybody likes glazed. Almost nobody likes that specialty donut. Now, you might say, well, why do they make it? If you'll notice, they don't make many of them because there is the guy that comes in. But that guy doesn't work for you. And if he does, there's only one of them. Nobody likes anything but glazed donuts. Well, Michael, okay, yeah, you do, but you'll eat a glazed donut before you eat that. You see, unless that is your favorite donut, then don't even comment because you would have been just as happy with a glazed donut. Solve the problem, just do glazed donuts. That's it. That's it, and that's all. Don't even get me going on kolaches because I will tell you what I am on a search for. If you go to West Texas, you will get, and it's not even a kolache, and then somebody has to tell you, I'm Czech. You're not Czech. You're not Czech. You're from Belleville, where you've been for eight generations. You've never been to Prague. Don't tell me I'm Czech. That's Michael, that's not a kolache. That what you're talking about is not a kolache. Okay. All right. Okay. You got the last name. That's about all you got going. But they'll have to argue with you over it. I don't care if you call it a kolache. Most people here call it a kolache. Okay? That's the same guy that does this because what they really want to tell you is they're of Czech heritage. That's really what that conversation's about. When you get down to it, like Danny in Liberty, I don't think the gate is the issue. It sounds like the issue is they want the old man off his property. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know. Maybe I'd love to hear their side of the story. But that's not the issue is not the gate, from what I can tell. The issue is they want the old man out of there. They don't want him living there. They want his property. That's what several people have now told me. But whatever. The issue here, what were we talking about, Ramon? Oh, kolaches. The issue here when people have to argue with that is they just want to tell you I'm of Czech heritage. Okay, now that we've done that, can we talk about whatever the item is that I'm talking about? Here is what I'm on a search for. If you go to those Czech communities like West, Texas, then they have, whether it's a pig in a blanket or whatever else, I don't want a hot dog weenie inside a bunch of gooey, pasty bread. That's not what I want. I want a proper sausage inside the bread, and the sausage-to-bread ratio needs to be quality. I need a lot of sausage to less bread. And if y'all know anybody that is doing that, and if you tell me to go and I get over and it's a hot dog weenie inside there, I swear I'm going to hunt you down. That's not what I'm looking for. I don't care if the hot dog weenie's popping out like an excited little dog, or the hot dog weenie is inside what should be a hot dog bun that they just closed both sides. That's all. That's just a hot dog with some cheese in it that they just closed the side. I'm talking about a proper old-fashioned pan sausage inside a bread product. If you've got, you know anybody that does that, tell me.
You've got the Michael Berry Show. Berry Show.
I know this is not going to sit well with a lot of you because you've been told that Chris Stapleton is the new great Merle Haggard, just as you've been told what's heroin guy? Sturgill Simpson is. When he, I know he'd been around, was the Steel Drivers he'd been around with, and he wrote some good music. But when he came out with this, I really thought we were entering a golden age between him and Sturgill and Jamie of some guys that were going to bring back classic country with an edge. And, man, we were going to have some good stuff. I know you love Chris Stapleton because you've been told that that makes you a guy that listens to current country but loves classic country. He hasn't done anything since then. He milked this song for a year and a half. He milked the damn thing so long he finally sang it with Justin Timberlake. I'm not mad at Justin Timberlake. The guy plays golf on a professional level or at a professional level. He's a great actor. I'm not going to argue with you over that if you're too stupid just because he's skinny and good looking. He's devilishly good looking. He was a Mouseketeer, and he can sing. The dude can do everything, and he can dance. Oh, by the way, he's probably the greatest living white dancer. The dude can straight up dance. I don't dance. You know why I don't dance? Because I'm not good at it. I'm not opposed to it. If I could dance, I'd be like Mick Jagger, who thinks he can dance. I'd be walking around dancing all the damn time. I'd dance into the room and I'd dance out, but I can't. I have a skill set. That ain't it. Anyway, I'm a little disappointed. I would have thought by now he would have penned and recorded some fantastic music. And don't do it. I know you're out there going, oh, Michael, he did. He wrote this one. And it's junk. I've heard it. It's junk. And by the way, Sturgill Simpson, disappointment. Flashed onto the scene, sounded like Waylon, had a great story, heroin addict. Oh, man. I mean, heroin addict who beat heroin? You never really beat heroin. You just survive another day. That drug, my God, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy that their child become a heroin addict, because that drug will take your life. And Philip Seymour Hoffman, I mean, you just go on and on and on. How many people died too young from that awful, horrible drug? Terrible. And he survived it, and he writes good songs, Turtles All the Way Down, and he covers Soft Cell. No, what, Win in Rome? He covers Win in Rome? I mean, come on, you take a poppy pop tiddlywink song and just rip it wide open, this guy was going to be great. Nothing. Jamie Johnson's the best of the three of them. And I hate having to say this, but he hadn't done anything in a long time. And I say all this because sometimes you have to tear somebody down to make the compliment you're going to give to someone else stand out, right? You have to clear a path so you can see it properly. You ever watch that show where they go out and they're called Barnyard Finds, I think it is, and they go out there and they dust it off, and then they get down. Woo, man. How many people would have passed on that because it was dirty or, you know, whatever? But Jamie Johnson hadn't done anything in a long time. I think Jamie Johnson's better than the other two by far. But it really makes you appreciate how good George Jones was. He was 50 when He Stopped Loving Her Today comes out. He hadn't had a hit in 7 years. It took 18 months from when he first went into the studio till, because Billy Sheridan couldn't get him to finish the damn song. His voice was busted. Merle Haggard got up on stage for us a year and 5 days before he died. And no, he wasn't what he was in 72, but he wasn't far off. And he was still writing and recording into the good stuff into the 80s. And then Willie, Don't Even Get Me Started. If he'd shut his political mouth, Willie is still doing new stuff. Some of it good. And there's Chris Stapleton still over. And by the way, that ain't even his song. That's David Allan Coe's song. David Allan Coe wrote it. Don't look at me with that stink eye. All right. Kendall, go ahead, sir, and Brenham. I love Brenham.
Hey, Mike.
What you got?
Hey, Haruska's off 71 on the way to Austin.
Just Ruska's. The H is silent.
Yeah, it's just Ruska, so you guys know about it then?
Oh, that when my wife was Secretary of State, she would stop there.
So that place is the only place I know that has ground sausage.
Yes, absolutely.
And it is the only place I know. I drive 7,000 to 8,000 miles a month in Texas, and I've eaten them everywhere, but that's the only place. I just wanted him to know that he doesn't have to travel too far to get what he's looking for, because he said he was looking for canned sausage. It's ground, and it's delicious there, man. It's the best.
Hey, can you help me with something? Oh, did he hang up already?
Oh, no, I'm
Kendall,
here.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Every time we have a new board op, the callers, when you get on the air, you're talking to Michael Berry now. When you're on the air, they're still thinking that they're talking to somebody else.
Yeah, because they just put you on hold, Michael, and I didn't know if I was talking. You sound different, obviously, on the phone to me than you do on the radio.
I got you.
But I just want you to know I love your show, and I don't care, for some of the political rants that are on there. But, man, you've got a great show. I love it. Listen every day.
Kendall, that Ruska's is so good. It's in Ellinger since 1912.
Yeah, it's in Ellinger. Yeah, Ellinger, yep.
Kendall, hold right there. I'm going to send you some Camp Hope coffee. And I want you to write me a review, not for publication.
Oh, you're the man. You are the man. Thank you, sir.
Hold on. We're going to get your address. And you want it ground or whole bean?
Whole bean. I have a grinder. Yep. Thank you.
Remember the Randy Travis song, and they buy their coffee beans already ground? He's going to a better class of loser because it was too uppity if he bought the whole bean. All right, hold on. I'm going to send you some Camp Hope coffee from Cass Coffee.
I love your Camp Hope. Love your Camp Hope stuff. So,
thank you.
Please.
All right. Hold right there. Ramon will get you. That'll be Ramon that's coming up. Okay. So just tell Andrew, say, next caller, next person you talk to is Michael. I know he's running and gunning in there. I'm hard on our board ops, but the reality is they're not only running our show, they're also having to run the station. And so it's a traffic, news, weather. There's weather reports spitting out like a telex machine at all times. All right. Joel in Conroe. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. The best kolache that I know of, and if not in, it's actually not in Houston. It's down in Corpus Christi, and it's a pan sausage. And the thing is that what I really like is when you bite into it, the cheese is melty.
Yeah.
And the top of the bread is so salty. So when you're done eating it and chewing it, you lick your lips and you get that second bit of salt, and it is the best. It's called S&J's. It's down in Corpus Christi.
You know, Is it like a kosher salt, a thicker salt?
You know, I don't think so. You can't even really tell it's on there until you bite it, you know, and you're done chewing it. And then you go to lick your lips and you're like, oh, my gosh.
The reason I asked, Joel, is I've gotten to where, as I've gotten older, I've cut sugar and salt almost completely out of my diet. But if I'm going to have salt, I like it to be, I think it's the kosher salt. It's the thicker salt. I need to ask one of my chef buddies. I like the salt that's got a crunch to it, and it's laying on top. I don't want you dumping a bunch of salt in there because I don't need the sodium. But for flavor, that crunchy, big chunk of salt, I like that a lot. Ramon, find out what that is.
You need a friend. Don't look to a stranger. You know in the end I'll always be there. But when you're in doubt, when you're in danger, take a look all around, and I'll be there. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way
family to be. See, those guys, Merle Haggard and George Jones, were still writing and recording new stuff into their 40s and 50s. With Stapleton, several people asked about Cody Jinks. I was exposed to Cody Jinks much later, and some of that is my own shortcoming. There's a lot of things that I never did. That doesn't mean I think they're not good. It's just it wasn't something I was exposed to. Hippies and Cowboys is a fantastic song. But for me, Cody Jinks kind of falls off after that. I hadn't spent a lot of time on him, I will admit. I got aggravated. I went to book him, and he was 75 or 85,000, and I thought he was going to be five. I didn't know how big he was. Yeah. So that kind of soured me a little. I'm not mad. Hey, good for him that he can do that. But Sam in Friendswood, go.
Yes, sir. If you're heading out to the Deer Lease on I-10, just exit on Schulenburg and take a left, go under the freeway, I-10, and then take a left into the Country Kitchen. That will provide you with whatever you might want. That they got real pigs in the blanket. They got full pies there. They have everything. You were talking about, you know, the wiener and the roll.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the case here. Okay. The other thing,
now,
is,
I don't mind a sausage link.
Dad on a,
hold on, Sam. I don't mind a sausage link inside there. That's different. I'm talking about literally. Some of these places are putting a hot dog weenie inside.
No, bunch of dough. This is a sausage link in there. The family has been running this thing. They got country bakeries, probably three or four or five, maybe all over the South down here. The other thing is, when you mentioned your dad coming out to your games, I can remember this is Friendswood, 1974. I'm 5 years old. I'm playing soccer, and it's sleet and rain. And I can remember my dad staying on the sideline in a duster. Back in 1974, watching me play soccer. So that really, really hit a point for me when you mentioned that earlier. Your dad was so involved in all that. My dad passed away 2 years ago from colon cancer.
Hmm.
Dan Unionski. Yep.
That's it. Was it Polish?
Well, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, then you might not be Czech, but you know your kolaches. And your pigs in a blanket. Thanks for the call,
yeah,
my man.
We still got a place out in East Menard where my mom grew up.
That's where Shane Leckler's from.
Yes, sir. And we go out there every week and cut the grass at the farm and whatnot. Absolutely. I'm very familiar with all your sponsors and all that stuff.
That's where my buddy Brad Christ lives. It works for Shop Us John Deere.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good people. We had a guy call in a few years ago. He was I was asking him. It was during one of the hurricanes, and he was a jobber, and he died in an accident like 6 months later. Young guy, like 35 years old. Do you know him? Does this ring a bell?
I do not know him. No, sir. No,
you know
sir.
The story?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. Young guy. He's probably 35, and he had three or four kids. Those stories just, they rip my heart out. Wow, those just Michael in Oak Forest, go ahead.
Yeah, so a little factoid here about kolaches. The kolache capital of Texas is Caldwell, Texas, just north of Brenham there. It's not actually west. And in fact, next weekend, the weekend of the 11th, is their big annual kolache festival. So anything kolaches, they'll have there. In fact, I'm going to help cook some myself. So if anybody,
I just looked it up, and both West Texas and Caldwell claim to be the kolache capital. We need to have a kolache off.
As far as I understand, Caldwell is the kolache capital, the official kolache capital of Texas. I know West claims to be the Czech capital of Texas. When it comes to kolaches, Caldwell is where you want to be, and they are having their big town annual festival next weekend.
This says both Caldwell, Texas, and West Texas claim the title of kolache capital of the state
Kolaches are extremely popular in central and eastern Texas. There is even a Texas check belt, which grew in the 1880s and is full of kolache bakeries. Let me see what they say here. Mm-hmm. So if you look it up, if you look up what, like, Texas Country Reporter-like people, it's not him, but folks like that, the Day Tripper and all that, they're all putting west. But I didn't know. So Caldwell has a kolache festival next weekend?
Absolutely.
Interesting. All right, cool. Yak Shamash. Amber, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just wondering if Michael has heard Tyler Childers.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people try to turn me on to him. It just doesn't...
Have you heard him?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just really like him, and you're mentioning all these things.
Amber, I'm not criticizing you for that. I want to be clear. Here's what happens. A lot of my Cody Johnson, not the singer, the guy that owns Canvas Press, and Bryant Reckling, and a lot of my young guy friends, Michael Robinson, the plumber, they'll bring me these artists, and they'll say, you got to listen to this guy. And I'm going to tell you what I hear. I hear a guy wearing real tight, starchly crisp blue jeans that have the, you know, stripe down the middle. Maybe they had a skull can embroidered in there so it looked like they dip. And I hear them singing them songs, trying to sound like them old fellows they grew up listening to it, and it's real party. Justin Moore is another one. But I don't hear any soul. Like, you haven't been to prison, dude. You didn't fall out of the back of a truck. You didn't. I hear guys that are playing the role, but I don't. There's no grit under their name. Like, yeah, their mama wasn't run over by a train. They never had a DWI.
Well, I started on the whiskey pretty early this morning. That's all right. I was up all night, but I passed out before the sun came up. I really wanted to see one of those. I know that's no way for a man to behave, with a mortgage due and a baby on the way. But somehow I made it to where I'm at. It's been a living, as a matter of fact. I get a bad attitude from being tired and running around. Never ask for anyone to say they like my sound. I've never been a part of any musical scenes. I ain't just talking.
My buddy said, dude, I am the guy wearing tight jeans, starched down the middle with a snuff ring and a half mullet and a genuine redneck accent. I said, yeah, but it's not an act for you. You're wearing that to crawl under people's block and base house and get sewer poop on you, because that's who you are. Seven one three two one two five eight seven four. Tommy in Alabama, you're up.
Yes, sir. This morning you were talking about a Mary and Barry berry pie, and I want to know why we don't have a Michael Berry berry pie.
Well, we should. Well, but I want to be clear, because I got a bunch of emails saying that's a funny joke. It's not actually a joke. Marionberry is a one-word type of berry. So it's not actually a Marionberry berry pie. It's just a Marionberry pie, in the same way you'd have a strawberry pie or blackberry pie or blueberry pie or strawberry rhubarb. It is an actual berry that precedes that awful ingrate former mayor of that place.
So it's a real sour pie.
No, it's like a black. I can't hardly distinguish it from a blackberry.
Okay.
I will tell you, maybe the best milkshake I've ever had in my life was at this. They got kind of a higher end fast food. You know, James Coney Island a few years ago started doing James Coney Island Grill or James Coney Grill. Or JCI Grill, they started doing it. And it was kind of a little bit higher-end fast food restaurant, almost a fast casual restaurant. And there's a place there, and I can't remember it, and they do a Marionberry shake. And it's like the, what's that Korean bubble tea is it called? What's it called? They have the little thingies in it, little bubbles in it, little tapioca and stuff. My wife and kids get those all the time. They love them. What are those things? It's called bubble tea, I think. Is that what it is? Yeah, it's called bubble tea. Anyway, that place had those. Nick and Spring, go.
So I want to let you know how you can find the best kolache you'll ever eat in your life. Back in my early 20s, in the early 1000s, there was a large, incredibly large woman that had a crush on me at one point in time. So large, she couldn't, you know, really turn the steering without like changing hands multiple times. And I worked at a daycare, and she dropped off her nephews, and they're like, my auntie has a crush on you, and she wants to talk to you. Went up to the car, and she hands me this little Tupperware dish, like, you know, where the lunch meats come from. So she reused it. And in it were two kolaches. And she's like, I made these homemade scratch just for you. And, like, she was trying to get me to go to dinner with her. And I politely turned her down, but, you know, I'm going to take the kolaches. And I get back into my little room and open up that little tub. And, oh, my goodness gracious, if she didn't just make the most butter-flavored, heavenly, wonderful kolaches I've ever had in my whole life. The sausage had a good snap to it. Everything about it was just amazing. That I considered going out on that date. I'll tell you.
Did you marry her?
I did not marry her. I married another woman, but, man, I still know how to find that lady in the back of my mind.
Jay in Memorial, go ahead.
Hey, Weichel's just past Ruska's on 71 at the LaGrange exit.
Here's the problem.
I think they have the best.
Here's the problem is I always stop at Ruska's, and I'm so stuffed by the time I get to Weichel's. They are good, but I do them on the way back. But I agree.
That's right.
I agree.
Ham and pepper jack.
Yes.
And the pepper jack. The bread is so sweet and good. Oh, man.
You know what doesn't get its due is spicy cheese.
I love that pepper jack on that ham and pepper jack, and the bread there is just so sweet.
And you know what else doesn't get its due? Is cheese bread. You melt some cheese into the bread with some peppers in a bread. Ooh, man. So sometimes I'll do meetings at the house in the mid-afternoon, and my wife will make a cheese plate. And I swear I could just eat that instead of a meal. I would rather eat a charcuterie board than I would an actual meal. You give me some good cheeses, some good crackers, some good it's not jam, it's not jelly. There's another term for it. I like preserves, but what's it called? Compote? No, there's a term for it. What's it called? It's like mint. You can do it in mint. It's a little bit, it's not quite as thick. There's a term for that. What is that? It doesn't have to be sweet. It could be peppery. I actually like peppery jams. What is it called? It's not compote. It's jelly jam. There's another term for that. Well, I eat a lot of those kind of meats, and my wife, there was this article that went viral a couple weeks ago, and she said, did you read this article? For every, you know, sausage you eat, it takes 34 minutes off your life. And I said, listen, sweetheart, I love you, but when you get to a certain age, you're not enjoying your life anyway. If you shave a couple of those years off in exchange for me getting to eat what I want now, I'm gonna be for that. That's what I'm going to go ahead and do. Hector in the Fifth Ward, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to share a documentary you might be interested in about donuts. Just watched it. It's called The Donut King.
Yeah, the guy in California, the Asian guy.
Yeah, the Cambodian.
Yeah, Cambodian. Yeah, I watched that. That's a fantastic documentary.
I love it, man. I love just the whole story.
Oh, it's
And I never knew that, like, all these Christie's donuts that you see in town were from him bringing or starting that in California. Sorry.
Oh, listen, there. If you go to an independent donut shop, there is a very good chance that this guy went through a training program. Do you remember who the training program was? It was a corporate.
He worked at Winchell's.
Winchell's, which was kind of a corporate donut shop.
And then he just built up and I mean, just – I love those great Asian immigrant stories. If we would teach young black people to emulate the culture of Asian immigrants who come here and they work and they save and they accumulate and they're all about education and hard work and sacrifice and deferred gratification, you could do away with the welfare system. And those people, they are amazing, amazing. Come on, let's go get a kolache. Oh, we'll go to Specs and get your Camp Hope coffee. Oh, I'll get you a charcuterie board. I'll do that today. That's what I'll do for you.